From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Nearly 2 million Californians should receive a health insurance premium rebate this week. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, the rebates are the result of the Federal Affordable Care Act.
The federal law requires health insurers to spend at least 80% of their premium money on actual health costs, rather than marketing and other non-medical expenses. Insurers who don't meet that percentage are required to issue refunds. California Insurance Commissioner Dave Jones says premium rebates total about $74 million, or about $65 per family.
Individuals and families will, in some cases, receive significantly more, in some cases, significantly less. It just really depends on the extent to which their health insurer failed to miss the mark and for how many policyholders did they fail to meet the mark.
Jones says his department also plans to audit health insurers to make sure they're complying with the law. The Department of Managed Health Care oversees two insurers also issuing rebates. United Healthcare and Anthem Blue Cross are refunding a total of $42 million to HMO policyholders. That average refund will be about $200. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Health leaders in California are highlighting the benefits of the federal health law for African-American communities. Darcel Lee of the California Black Health Network said blacks have some of the worst health outcomes of any ethnic group in the U.S. She says the Affordable Care Act can help remedy the disparities.
The reason that we have those kinds of outcomes are usually based on economic conditions, which means poor access to health care.
Other leaders applaud provisions that allow coverage for people with pre-existing health conditions and eliminate lifetime limits on health insurance claims. They also say free health screenings under the new law help people prevent and control disease. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.